Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread except for one loaf they had in the boat. Jesus tells them to be careful and watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod, and they're not sure what he's on about. Is it because we have no bread? He's aware of what they're saying, and so he asks them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear? Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 7. He says, "Do you still not understand?" And we leave that scene on a question. What an intriguing way to end that scene. The disciples think Jesus is talking about bread when he's actually talking about yeast. They're confused because if they have no bread, they have no yeast. So what is Jesus talking about? And he's saying to them they're not listening carefully. And since they're not listening carefully, they are missing the point. Yeast can be a positive symbol of growth for God's kingdom, but here it symbolizes evil. 1 Corinthians 5, 6-8, for example, it also symbolizes false teaching, Galatians 5, 9 and Matthew 16, verse 12, and in particular, it symbolizes hypocrisy. Have a look at Luke chapter 12 and verse 1. Thus, as Hurtado says in his commentary, both the Pharisees and Herod appear in Mark as representatives of a spiritual blindness that goes beyond rejecting the light into hating it. That is a sad place to be, not just rejecting the light, but hating it. In this story, Jesus has quite a challenge for his followers. Is it fair? They are feeling guilty about a lack of foresight about bread, but Jesus is concerned about their lack of what we could call faith insight. This could be translated, "But we have no bread at all." In other words, why is he going on at us? It's a stiff rebuke, reminiscent of Old Testament passages where God condemns Israel for disobedience and unwillingness to hear his prophetic word. Psalm 95 verse 8 and Isaiah 63 verse 17. In fact, this might be Jesus' hardest rebuke in any of the Gospels towards his followers here. Jesus senses that they haven't got it. He doesn't wait around for another time, or even give them the benefit of the doubt, you might say. He wades right in and confronts their dullness. He questions their hearts and minds. And just thinking about Jesus here for a moment, perhaps there's something here for us to hear, to notice, to see, to understand that there are times to be quite challenging with one another. Not to say that we have the same kind of insight as Jesus and we need to be very careful before we're as challenging towards one another as Jesus was legitimately with his disciples. No, we're not him. No, we don't have all of his insight and understanding, but there are times to be in challenge mode with one another. And given that harshness is never right, and given that judgmentalism is never right, and given that we've probably in the past strayed into being overly harsh or judgmental, and perhaps we've been the recipient of other people being overly harsh and judgmental, we certainly need to be careful and prayerful before we bring anything up with this kind of directness with somebody else. But nonetheless, is it not part, at least, of the Christian experience and of genuine loving community that at times we're willing to challenge one another's hearts, challenge one another's minds, as well as behavior? Maybe there's something there worth praying about. Either something to confront in yourself, or something to bring up with somebody else who you love in a Christ-like way. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.